people everywhere, and every person has a story. Welcome to the Tate Podcast, where voices come together, stories unfold, and communities at the heart of every story.
The first time I have a conversation with a doctor about my periods, I'm 16. I fainted in class and I've spent most of the day in and out of the nurse's office due to dizzy spells and fainting. I arrive at the emergency appointment, mother in tow, only to have the doctor, a young, freshly out of med school looking 20-something, ask me if I've considered using a hot water bottle. What follows is years of back and forth appointments, conversations with doctors who handle my issues with my body with an inept attitude that exhausts me and makes me leery of trying to find answers. At some point, when I'm in my 20s, I lay on a cold table, white sheet draped over me. A kindly doctor at the wrong end, another gazing at a scanner. They push the metal object in. It hurts. I tell them so. She asks if I've had sex, I say no. Her companion and her sit back and whisper in shock that 20-something-year-old me might be virginal. This might hurt then, she says. It does. I blink again. Now I'm 30. Sitting at a different doctor's room, watching him fast and write prescriptions for medication I can't pronounce. Hope returns since this time. There seems to be someone that believes me. This is short-lived. Instead, words like perimenopause and hot flashes and tests are bandied about. Only I'm falling in love on the other side of this doctor's room. I'm sitting the day after next to a man I could see myself spending my whole life with, and all day all I think about is telling him that I might not be able to give him children. This gift that somehow belongs to him first instead of myself. Over the past 3 months, I've found myself diving recklessly into every other form of distraction I can find. My body has changed. I eat a little and I feel bloated for days. Stomach distended and unsightly to me. I'm not a slim woman. I've never been. But I'm pushing 100 kgs at 5'2" and it's showing in ways my body has never carried before. I catch glimpses of myself in photos others take and can't recognize my body, that shape. I don't know how to be at home in a body that doesn't feel like it belongs to me, less even a body that feels hostile to a future I've spent my whole life thinking is waiting for me. I've always said somehow that motherhood is not dependent on biology. My definition of motherhood has always been flexible. I expected to adopt. Long before this moment, I've grown up and been raised by family and family friends in homes different than the unit I was made in, for reasons every immigrant child might understand. Here and now, though, when it feels like I have no choice but to do this, I find myself feeling betrayed by everything I have always led myself to believe. How can I love this body when it feels so hard to love? How can I see it and celebrate it when it doesn't feel like mine? The older I get, the more I realize how much I don't get celebrated now. I'm sliding into that stage of life, it feels like, when a woman starts to become invisible to the male gaze. Not quite in my spring day, in my autumn, not my winter. In the autumn of my life and everything in me feels it. The way my body is feeling, the way my options are getting more and more limited, the way I don't see the next stage being more than winter. I find myself withdrawing rather than leaning into this person, in case they might desire a gift I cannot offer them when I cannot even offer them myself. And isn't that funny? That I can hold both these things to be true, that I am a whole person and worthy of love and also still feel as though I'm not worthy of being loved by a man who wants something out of my body. It's a challenging concept, really. I say all the time I want to be loved for who I am and what I can give. I've always defined the who I am as including a person that can give you the fruit of your labor, though increase. I've grown up in a church rhetoric that has always emphasized, you give a woman seed, she gives you a child, a fruit, give her a house, she makes you a home. A woman is an incubator. All of the things that we hear all the time. Here and now, I don't know what I'm giving and letting go of. I'm not sure I can say what love is or isn't exactly in this moment. My body is alien to me. Love isn't in my flesh. It's not in my blood like I have always believed. Yet I think it is in the way that I am easing myself into rest anyway. Perhaps love isn't allowing someone to hold me and find that attraction unthreatening. Perhaps it's in letting myself feel the ache of letting go of the idea of something so beautiful and not blaming my body for the place it has found itself. This home of mine needs some work, perhaps. But it is mine all the same. Love, I'm realizing, isn't in the way I have spent my whole life waiting to be picked, to be considered enough to be given seed, or to be made an incubator of anything handed to me. I'm having to hand myself the things I need right now. That when I need to be held, I will take this body to someone that can hold it. When I need a doctor, I will take this body to a doctor and keep taking it in. When it needs to linger in bed and feel all of its small aches and pains, I will let it feel these things. I give to myself what I've often given to others right now. A gentle reminder that my body is doing the best it can. That it is loved, even if it cannot serve others in the way that I have been brought up to believe. My body is not a tool for service or production, regardless of how often I have made it that. It is a place to live in. Some rooms may be a little rusty, but the rest are very fine indeed.